Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, blessings and greetings, blessed souls. We're alive because we're still trying to stay alive in the Most High's wonderful eternal Torah, Torah Chaim, expressions of life, instructions of life, Torah Rachim, instructions of mercies, Torah is just instructions, blessed souls. This is now a restored and hopefully a renewed, if pun intended, rejewed version of Soul Class. We didn't even write what class it was because we've been so rusty. We've been away from the dial for over a month now because of Yom Tovim, and then yours truly, your humble cyberspace Torah activist, Don Zussi Gubin, was afflicted with a pretty intense, acute throat infection, which I'm 99% cured of. And we're listening now. I'm going to be closing down, asking Mechila from Reb Isaac Baton, blessed brother, in prayer, spirit, space and soul, from the famous Frankel Shul, from Here Comes the Time, from his Generation Redemption album, just to let you know about those. If Isaac has been passing along music to me that hopefully I'll be able to feature. You probably won't hear any place except here first on Blog Talk Radio, some in Hebrew, some in English, some renewed material that he's redone over, and some even new material. So let's turn down the music and let's start off with the show. Blessed souls, today we're going to be dealing with a show called Recapitulating in the Beginning. Today's program, blessed souls, will be a plucking from a Hasidic discourse that was delivered by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Nachum Mendel Schneerson, in the Hebrew calendar date year of 5738, corresponding to the solar calendar date of 1977, with some instructions from Rashi and the Midrash. And we're broadcasting live right now. It's about 10:02, 10:03, live from Turtle Island, also known as the United States of America, the USA, which I like to consider to be an acronym for Uniting Souls Actually. So let's go right into the show. Blessed souls, we request anyone listening to this current most existential of humble efforts, anyone, meaning you and you and you and you, bless us, to close your eyes, take a deep breath, and reflect upon heaven and earth, or earth and the heaven. Meanwhile, I will repeat the phrase now in Hebrew and then in English, Hashamayim v'sa'aretz, which means the heaven and the earth. So we'll do it right now and close your eyes and try to focus in on the words, and you can repeat them if you can, if you're familiar with the Hebrew. Certainly you'll be familiar with the English. Let's do it right now. Hashamayim ve'es ha'aretz, the heaven and the earth. 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 Hashamayim v'sa'aretz, the heaven and the earth. Now, we request a little patience from you, blessed souls, to think about now how Hashem, the Creator, the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the Infinite Creator, made blessed, created in the beginning, as we reopen, or I should say we turn to the following phrase in Hebrew, and we'll say it in Hebrew and English. We'll say it five times now. I'll just give an example of it. And again, if you don't follow the Hebrew, you can say it in Hebrew. And again, you should be able to understand the English if you're listening to me and understand what I'm saying to you right now. Bara Elohim Bereshis, which means the Creator created in the beginning. Let's do it now five times. Bara Elohim Bereshis. The Creator created in the beginning. Bara Elohim Bereshis. The Creator created in the beginning. Bara Elohim Bereshis. The Creator created in the beginning. Bara Elohim Bereshis. The Creator created in the beginning. Bara Elohim Bereshis. The Creator created in the beginning. Bara Elohim Bereshis. The Creator created in the beginning. Now at this point in time, I'm most confident, given the intellectually, spiritually eclectic gathering listening in to this show right now, either on a live basis, or will via the Blessed Archive version on Blog Talk Radio, will be given an opportunity, based on what we've talked about, the heaven and the earth and the Creator created in the beginning, in their own minds and then through their blessed faculty of speech, to be able to construct a verbal landscape possessing great beauty, synthesis, contrasts, unique pictorial configurations. Yet, we steadfastly put our feet on the verbal brakes of this dialogue to redirect this vehicle of heaven and earth, this SUV, which I like to think is an acronym for Strong Universal Vibrations, or Strengthening Universal Vibrations, to veer off towards a new horizon and ask a very simple question. What were we? What are we? And what will we always be instructed by the very first verse of Hashem's, God's eternal Torah, known as the written scripture, the Torah, the Bible? In the beginning, God, Hashem, created the heaven and the earth. What can we learn from it? What did we learn from it? What did our ancestors learn from it? What are we learning from it, blessed souls? And what will our descendants learn from it with the blessings of the Most High? From one perspective, namely the Midrash Tanhuma, which Rashi, who is historically recognized as the most profound, authoritative elucidator on the five books of Moses, the Chumash, the Torah, from the Midrash Tanhuma, which Rashi draws his very first elucidation on the written Torah, Torah Beksav, scriptural verse. Scriptural verse number 1 in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 begins with a declaration of the power of the Creator's deeds, and that the entire world belongs to Creator. Mind you, blessed souls, Rashi's initial elucidation actually goes into more details than I'm sharing with you now on the first Torah verse in Genesis. And I actively encourage you to learn everything Rashi teaches on the first verse in the first chapter of Genesis, Sefer Bereshis. And for that matter, if you really want to become more acquainted, well, more versed, more conversational with one of the children of Israel or one of the blessed children of Noah concerning the entire Torah, the five books of Moses, the prophets, and for those keenly interested in learning the oral Torah tradition, Torah Shebaal Peh, Rashi's teachings are essential concerning these matters as it even relates to Talmudic instruction. Now, as well, from the Midrash Tanhuma, which we plucked from, which the Lubavitch Rebbe drew from in this Hasidic discourse, From the Midrash as well, we learn an axiomatic teaching, namely, the Holy One, blessed be He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, creates and gives, and as well, the Creator can take away. So maybe, blessed souls, we can pause for a moment. How do we, as human beings, give and take? And what can we do to pray, request, and humbly bless other human beings? How to upgrade their giving and make efforts to educate and empower them to soften the sometimes painful experience of taking away? With that being suggested, blessed souls, we consider the time frame of a calendar month as it relates to, say, let's say this month we find ourselves in, which is actually the second to last day of the month of Tishrei, or it is the 3rd of October on the solar calendar year. It's well known a solar calendar month ranges from 28 to 31 days, and a lunar calendar month ranges from 29 to 30 days. Each day is a vessel for occurrences, by far in the majority rather seemingly mundane, repetitive actions, eating, drinking, sleeping, walking, and talking. And then there are those less mundane activities, although in reality, from a Torah perspective, are actually acutely unique to each person's individual blessed life. Such activities such as breathing, thinking, meditating. Meditating, learning, socializing, empowering other people and ourselves are means by which we can, blessed souls, actually attach ourselves to the concept of not just the idea of a vessel called month, chodesh, but the concept of zeh, this, the Hebrew letter, the Hebrew word zeh. And I apologize for that little pause there. I'm a little rusty. It's almost 5 weeks now since I've done the last show, for the reasons I mentioned at the beginning of the show. Now, the Hebrew Lashon HaKodesh word zeh, which means simply this, is actually instructing us regarding encompassing levels of Elokus, Getlekat, godliness. It's called Soviv Ka'almin. Well, the days of a month, whether we are talking about a solar calendar month or a lunar calendar month, allude to levels of Elokus, godliness, which are geared to being clothed within the vessels, the kelim, naturally existing by divine reason, decree, and revelation, or they may be just merely vessels, kelim, that are constructed via human or even animal insight. Yeah, animals also construct vessels. Beavers can dam up dams or rivers or lakes. And animals construct their own form of housing. You ever see a bird's nest, blessed souls? Yeah. And of course, how much more so human beings, we're involved in building a lot of things. May all of our buildings be constructive, self-sustainable, and ultimately self-empowering means of improving life on this planet. V'imra amen. Now, of course, when we talk about the insight of animals, we don't assert in any manner that animals are engaging in yichudim, in unifications. However, we do assert the idea of unifications, the concept of yichudim, the service of yichudim, avodat yichudim, blessed souls, has already landed upon the seashores of consciousness for many human beings. And we will not be surprised in the not-too-distant future. In the not-too-distant future, blessed souls, when in fact the vast majority of the human being experience will yearn to learn about the Yichudim, or the Yichud, of Soviv Ka'almin and Mamali Ka'almin, the unification of encompassing levels of Elokus, of godliness, Getlakait, and Mamali Ka'almin, levels of godliness, Getlakait, which according to the vessels which have been constructed to be conduits, natural conduits, to receive that light called Mamali Ka'almin. And we also believe, so this yearning will be so great, will be accompanied by the fact that there will be accessibility made for all human beings, for those who want to participate in the service of Yehudim, in a manner that will be far greater than what already the software program Windows has accomplished to empower hundreds of millions, if not already billions of human beings, to interface with the entire globe with the click of their computer mouse, whether that mouse be fully wired or a wireless mouse, a computer mouse, of course. But very soon, we should not be surprised when it becomes abundantly apparent that such yichudim, such forms of unification based on knowledge of godliness, yediyus elokus, will testify concerning the etzem of limud Torah and kima mitzvahs, the essence of our learning Torah, divine instruction, and carrying out the Creator's precepts. May this occur speedily in our days, b'darchi noam, in a pleasant way, u'darchi shalom, and in a peaceful way, b'havachad, with one love, b'gorelachad, one destiny, b'boreachad, one Creator, speedily in our days, v'hamshich, b'ez Hashem yisparech, and to be continued with the blessings of the Most High. And with that being said, blessed souls, we just want to point out here that we have some wonderful music that we like to play as we are accustomed to ending our shows with the works of David Dome, who should help us get home very speedily in our time, in our days, because David Dome is very adept in reminding us that with Amunah, with blessed sweet Amunah, as I'm working off a new computer here, that we can have peace in our minds. And we have peace in our minds, we are certainly a lot more empowered to help other people attain peace in my mind, or peace in your mind, or peace in all of our minds. This is a version by David Dome, I hope he gets home, to remind us that the Tzelem Elohim, divine image, is no dream. With the help of the scrimmage, remember, you've got to be good, blessed souls, because Atev Tov Lehetiv is the nature of good to do good, and the one who did good is the Creator who created you, which is a good thing. Take care, everyone, and hopefully more shows to follow up. And Soul Class, take care, everyone.
Blessing on my